Hi, I'm Nicolas Poggi from Databricks. I'm going to be presenting this talk called Faster Spark SQL, Adaptive Query Execution in Spark 3. Adaptive Query Execution is one of my favorite features in Apache Spark version 3. It's about improving the performance of your Spark queries dynamically and also helping with the management of jobs to reduce the manual configuration and tuning that is needed. Okay, so briefly about me. I'm a performance engineer at Databricks Amsterdam. I lead a team called Spark Benchmarking. We make sure that the Databricks runtime or release of Spark is the fastest possible in every new release, and we prevent performance regressions and test new performance features. Before that, I was a researcher in the Barcelona Supercomputer Microsoft Research Center. And we were working on finding what's the best architecture for big data in the cloud. I got my PhD in UPC, Barcelona Tech, and I've been presenting previously in this dev room. There are a couple of talks there in the links. It's always in the subject of performance optimization and benchmarking of big data applications. Okay, I work at Databricks. We provide a unified data analytics platform. This is a managed service, for example, of Spark. And the idea is, along with the collaboration tools, to provide data engineers, data scientists, and analysts a single environment where they can be productive in their environment. Databricks has been producing several successful open source software. We have Apache Spark, Delta Lake, MLflow, and recently Redash. So for who's not familiar with Spark, Apache Spark is a fast and expressive data processing engine. It has a rich set of APIs. You can write your programs in Python, in R, Scala, Java, and also directly through SQL. It has a large and healthy community. It started about 10 years ago in UC Berkeley when the project was open source in 2010. Then it was donated to the Apache Foundation, where it received the top level project in 2014. And last year we released version 3 and also hit the 10 years mark. So just to give you an example here on the right, Spark 3 contains over 3,500 resolved PRs. This is different features, improvements, standardization of components, refactoring that went into the product. Spark SQL, the core component, goes for over 46% of the total number of new additions to Spark 3. And let's start with some of the Spark 3 performance, which is my topic. So this chart is showing the performance of the TPCDS benchmark at 30 terabytes for the 99 queries of the benchmark. And here, lower is better. And the first bar here in blue, Spark 3, run in about 7 hours. While the previous mark with the latest version of Spark 2.4 was 14 hours. This is a 2x speed up using the same workload on the same cluster, but just changing the Spark version. We also measured that Spark version 3 is faster than other open source big data frameworks, such as Fresto, for example. So what's in the Spark 3 box that generates this improved performance? So there are a couple of features. Dynamic partition pruning is one of them. Query compilation speedup, join hints, and the reason for this talk, which is adaptive query execution, or AQE. So what is AQE? AQE basically reoptimizes already running queries based on runtime statistics. It's a well-studied problem in database literature. Spark 1 had a primitive version of the idea, but it wasn't until 2019 when Intel Big Data improved and put online a prototype along with presentations and some tests in production. It was later co-engineered with Databricks and along the community and included in Spark 3. So how does adaptive query execution work? Adaptive query execution work between query stage boundaries. So when you run a query in Spark, there are different stages that happen. And most of the time, the stages are separated by the shuffle or data exchange phase. And then this is an optimal moment to read statistics from the just finished task, for example, reading the files, and readapt the plan dynamically. So AQE will read the first stages that finishes and will optimize from new stats, then run the stages that have dependency, and will repeat this process as long as there are new stages in the job until the job is finished. So AQE in itself is a framework, and there are three main features released in Apache Spark 3.0. One is to adjust the number of shuffle partitions. Shuffle partitions is the number one configuration parameter in Apache Spark, and being able to set it dynamically can greatly improve the performance of the jobs. Second, there's a join strategy adjustment, basically detecting missed opportunities of doing a broadcast hash join, which is faster than the scalable but slower sort merge join. And there's also an optimization to detect a skew in the data. So an imbalance in the amount of data per task, and there's an optimization to improve it. This also means that the Spark plans are not static anymore. They will be readjusted after the query starts. Here, the figure on the right is showing that first the plan is not final, and then when it completes, the plan will be final. Okay, let's take a look at dynamically adjusting shuffle partitions. Spark has this magic number of shuffle partitions set to 200. This was probably a good idea for a test cluster some time back in the past, but it's no longer true. Setting this parameter is the number one performance optimization that is done to Spark jobs. And the problem is that there is no one universal number for each cluster or jobs. And as queries run in stages, each stage actually might need a different number of shuffle partitions. If they are too small, if the setting is too small, it will lead, for example, to partitions containing just kilobytes. This will be inefficient because of the repeated read to the storage. And there's overheads in the scheduler and also in task startup. You could also have the other problem where the partitions are too large, and this will produce garbage collection pressure and might introduce disk billing if the data cannot fit in the task's memory, producing stragglers in the execution. So the solution with AQE is rather simple. It's to set a high number of initial shuffle partitions, and then according to the resulting shuffle partitions, coalesce consecutive partitions into the desired target size. So this will happen automatically after each stage. So for example, here in the chart, this map phase produces partitions which are the different colors, and the red one is larger than the subsequent three partitions, and then there's also a large green partition. So what will happen is the large task, each of them will go to a different reducer, but the smaller task will be coalesced, merged into one partition, and read by only one reducer. Let's see an example in practice. So imagine this query, select field X, do the average of Y from table T, and group by X, and order by average Y. This will produce a plan similar like this. It's read from bottom up. So first it will scan table T. It will do a partial aggregate on the group by. This will produce a shuffle. For this example, we'll use 50 shuffle partitions for the initial step. And then we'll do another aggregate to calculate the average. It will shuffle again, and then it will sort to produce the order by. So how it looks is that in the first stage, here one, it ran with 50 partitions, and we get new runtime statistics. We can see that the average task size or shuffle partition size is 13 megabytes. So after this step completes, the optimize, instead of keep using the 50 partitions, will coalesce them into 10 partitions and run the next step. As the next step runs, stage two here, we now have an average partition of 6 megabytes, and then AQE runs again, and for the final step, the partitions are coalesced into 5. This gives more work per partition and will ultimately result in lower execution times. Okay, let's go to the next strategy. This is optimizing joins. Pretty much sort merge joins versus broadcast hash joins. Okay, what's the problematic here? Broadcast hash join is most of the time desirable and faster than the sort merge join. The problem is that it needs to fit in memory. Basic for the broadcast, data is read from the smallest table, and this is sent from the Spark driver to all the executors to have a copy, pretty much as sharing a global variable between all the executors, and then the join can happen locally in each executor, which is usually the fastest possible join. But the estimates can go wrong on the planning time, and this opportunity might be missed. Some reasons for that is that the statistics might not be accurate, they might be stale, or there might be black box predicates such as user-defined functions or UDFs. So the solution is to reanalyze the join strategy after the first stage has finished, which is usually reading the data. So again, another table, we select star from table A and join with table B on a key where a value in table B is like XYZ. So here again, in parallel, here in the two colors, we would be running scan on table A and a scan on table B. As both scans finish in the two stages, we can know now that the actual size of the full table in memory is 8 megabytes, but it was estimated that it was 25 megabytes. So imagine that the threshold for this for the broadcast hash join is 10 megabytes, then it was missed at planning, but now it could run. So what Spark will do, it will do a broadcast and then produce the broadcast hash join to return the final result. If there are more stages, then it will continue, but this is the final stage for this query. Let me show you how this looks in the Spark UI. Before, you will have two exchanges, the shuffles for the two tables. There will be a sort so that sort merge join can run. This would be changed by just one exchange from one side, a custom shuffle reader, another custom shuffle reader, and the broadcast exchange. And this will make the query most optimal in most of the situations. So finally, the skew join optimization. A skew is when we have different sizes of partitions. This can be due, for example, when people have dynamic partitions, for example, by dates, there might be a different size of data in each partition, and then each task will read and produce different shuffle partition sizes. So the main problem is that skew can lead to severe performance slowdown. Individual long-running tasks slow down the entire stage. We wait until the last task finishes. This is usually called the straggler task. And especially large partitions might spill to disk. So this means that they're even more inefficient. So the solution is for AQE to handle skew automatically, using again the runtime statistics, and detect if this partition size imbalance is happening. And the strategy here, instead of coalescing as we've seen before, is actually to split the partitions into smaller subpartitions. And briefly, let me explain how it would work. So table A produces a map with different partitions. Here, the first partition in red is larger than the other partitions. There are four partitions in total. So the partition A0 is the largest one. And after we detect this after running the first stage, what happens is that it will split. So the first partition will be split. And since we need to join it with a different table, as in this example, the other table, the partition sizes are slightly more balanced, but each partition needs to be joined with the same partition on the other table. So the partition, which is already small, is duplicated to be joined with the other partitions to produce a coherent output, meaning no data corruption. Because if we only if we split B into three, then the result might not be correct. The rest of the partitions are just joined, one with one, two with two, and three with three. So how does this look like? Again, we have a query, select star from table A, join with B, and using column. So we first run the leaf stages, in this case again, a scan plus a shuffle. And when the first stage completes, we can see that the medium partition size is 55 megabytes, but the maximum is 250. We have a large shuffle partition. So what will happen after this stage happens with AQE enabled is that it will add a skew reader in both sides. For scan A, it will split the largest shuffle partition, for example, the 250 MB, into multiple ones. And on the other side, it will duplicate the partition that it needs to be joined with. It will create as many copies as splits has happened in the original skew partition. Okay, so let me conclude with some remarks. So we've been benchmarking AQE extensively to turn it on by default in Databricks. And so we recommend you to also try it in production. Overall, we have found, for example, for the TPCDS benchmark, at different scale factors, we have found between 10% to 30% overall performance improvement. Actually, the smaller scale factors get the highest improvement from partition coalescing because then the tasks are sized better than with the default. And there are queries, for example, like queries 77 that had an 8x speedup. Okay, to finalize, AQE helps reduce the management and manual config tuning of jobs. It makes configuration dynamic and adaptive to the workload, the data sizes, and the cluster resources. It improves performance for most workloads in production. It is enabled by default in Databricks runtime, and it can work, and a big advantage is that it can work with statistics, table statistics, missing a statistic, or stale statistics, statistics that are outdated. And can also work with hard to estimate predicates such as UDFs. So it brings more, even more opportunity than we had before with manual tuning. And AQE is a framework, so there are more optimizations coming up in progress. There's the empty relation propagation. There's some upcoming join reordering using AQE, and possibly more. So if you're interested into this, check out the Spark 3.1 release that is happening this month. And thank you very much for your attention. I'll take some questions with the remaining time, and we'll leave some links in the slides for further details. Thanks.